Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Witcher Next Podcast. Today's episode, we got Emily Wibberly and Asta Simon Broca. We talked about their latest release, which is Seeing Other People, which is a little bit of touch paranormal, a little bit of magical with ghosts and a lot of grief, and just enjoyable conversation. In this episode, we talk some book recommendations, how they met as a couple, and how they start writing, and what's the difference between writing YA as well as writing contemporary adult romances. Let's get to the show. Hi, Austin. Hi, Emily. Welcome to the Retro Next Podcast.
Hi, we are so happy to be here.
Hi there.
So happy to have you both here. I was telling you before the show, I've been a huge fan of your work from the start for YA and then to your adult contemporaries. And now you're doing a little bit of paranormal, which I love. You have dabbled into so many spaces. You got the Eris book, which God bless. We got a lot of rich people behaving badly. And we got some like marriage and trouble and whatnot. So talk to us about, how did you meet, actually? Let's do a meet cute. Oh,
how did we meet?
Long story.
We have evidence that we met in middle school, but neither of us remember it. Right. We became friends in high school. We had like every class together and we started dating in our senior year of high school.
A little bit of a friendly rivalry.
Yeah.
We are high school sweethearts, and that led us all through a long distance relationship in college, which was no fun from the long distance angle, but very fun from the relationship. And then promptly moved back home to LA, where we have lived and written together ever since. Our writing relationship came long after our relationship. It was sort of something that when we first met and started dating, it really wasn't even a component of our love story for a long time. But then when we did pick up that piece, writing love stories set in high school and then eventually as characters who sort of grew into their relationships was very natural for us because we could draw a lot from those feelings and those experiences.
And our writing has kind of evolved. As we've grown, we started writing in YA because we fell in love in high school and that felt like that's what a love story is to us. And then as we got older and we got married, you were like, writing YA is great, but there are also these like other things that we are going through that would be interesting to explore in fiction. And so that's why we made the jump to adult.
I love this. I'm so glad you made the jump to adult because that was like my
entry point.
And then I went back to your.
And then that's awesome. Thank you.
I went to YA. I was like, oh my gosh, they have like so many books. So talking about like the difference, because writing for YA is a different population that you're at, targeting different marketing group that you're writing. Their needs are very different. Their constrictions are very, they have parents, they have things to do. Yeah, things are at school and stuff that an adult, you may have some flexibility depending on the age group. They might have, obviously, adult, we have jobs and stuff. But yeah. What's been like the difference between from both groups that you're writing for? What's your favorite part? What's the least favorite part? What gives you the flexibility for both of them?
Yeah, it really is what you were saying. I remember when we were writing YA for several books and we were writing our first adult, we were like, oh, I'm so glad we don't have to like come up with a school schedule.
Classroom.
Like, what is the class schedule? I don't want to have to figure that out. And then also, like, we need to have like the parents in the house and the siblings in the house. And it's just like all these people that you need to like populate and figure out what you're doing. Whereas an adult, we were like, well, you know, what if they don't live anywhere near their parents? We don't really need to have them on the page and like all of that stuff. But then as we get into more adult, you're like, well, what is this person's career? Like in high school, middle.
How do I do that really?
In YA, it's kind of like, you don't really need to have, you can just be a person. You don't need to like have a career or like a certain special interest. You can just be going through something. And then an adult, it's like, okay, we got to figure out all these people's careers. And so that kind of took over the place of the high school schedule.
Yeah, I see a little bit. From a philosophical and a character and a life outlook, neither one do we prefer to the other, but there's a fundamental difference, which is that a lot of the time when we're writing in YA, we're writing about characters making the big decisions that determine who they're going to be for the first time. And when you're writing adult, you are working with characters who've made those decisions and are reckoning with who they've become. And both of those are really interesting, and we kind of enjoyed exploring them as they go. We kind of, is this going to affect me? Who am I going to become? Versus how do I unwind some of the damage that I've done to my life?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like really life. When you're a teenager, you're trying to make sense of trying to be an adult. And then when you're an adult, you're like, I'm gonna wanna go back to be a teenager responsibilities and I don't have any like reckoning and I can just be a first time doing a lot of new things and new experiences. So let's start with seeing other people, which is dial into a little bit paranormal. We got some ghosts. It's paranormal light. It's not fully romanticy, but
yeah.
So talk about like your writing process and like it's still romance, it's still relationships. We're still dealing with like connections and talk about dating aspect of it because we got ghosting. Like literally ghosting.
Yes.
We did think that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those. I think that you were just like, we should do a book about people who are.
I just thought of the title and thought of it as like a pun, basically.
Yeah.
And then it kind of evolved from there. How do we build a story around this? And as we built that story, in every book, you sort of look for what piece of yourself you're going to put in, what part of life you're going to tap into to give that story depth. And grief is something that everybody has gone through in one way or other. And a lot of our books, I'd say all of our books before then, hadn't really had reason to deal with that. And this one, the more we worked on it, the more we kind of realized that this was an inevitable place and a good place to kind of deal with a lot of those feelings and realities.
Yeah, it really did become a meditation on grief, but in like a gentle way, because there's still this romance and it's still just like, we feel like it's a very upbeat and uplifting book, even though we are seeing these ghosts and you can't really talk about ghosts without talking about dying and moving on.
Yeah.
And so, amid all that, these characters are having a romantic relationship, which kind of like you mentioned this, the dating aspect, that like it speaks to the fact that as you're going through this stuff, you're also trying to rebuild a semblance of a life. And that's even trickier.
Yeah. Let's talk about the breakup tour. I know this is like your previous release, because you have plenty of for listeners to break up. You have a healthy backlist now to go back.
Yeah.
Talk about the breakup tour, because I think that's like a fun celebrity one.
We were inspired. We really love to talk about like artists who and their relationship to their art. And like that is something we explored in the roughest draft. And then we're not done with that idea. So this like how much of, because we find ourselves, so you put a lot of yourself into what you are making. It's unavoidable. And that I think is why people love art made by human beings over AI. It's like it adds this extra element of like you are putting yourself into it. And that is, we like to connect with other people and you want to connect with people through art. And the breakup tour, we wanted to go at it from what is it like to like put your own personal pain into a huge hit song that lots of people connect to. That is one side of the story. But then what about if you were the subject of that song and you did not put yourself into it, but you find you were the muse for a song that became huge. And we just thought that was such an interesting idea to tell a story about.
Yeah. It deals very much with both how much you put yourself into art, but then specifically the kind of public forced exhibition, having to live and represent those feelings for a crowd, for money, over and over.
Yeah. And it's so good.
I
found it for me, like, just because you think about the art that you put in for, and then, like, sometimes it's personal. Like, sometimes it's, like, sometimes art is therapy, and you're sharing things.
Right.
And the audience has an opinion. Unfortunately, in this world where we have social media and everyone's so accessible, people have an, like,
everyone
know you. They know you. They have an idea. This is what it means, and this is how it is. And you're like, but it isn't art. What is it going on? And then having the other subject matter was the reason why being there, like having that conflict, feels like a fertile ground for a great
conflict. Thank you.
Awesome. So books do you tend to read? Do you tend to read like in the contemporary ones or other genres altogether?
Read everything.
Yeah.
We really do. We try, because sometimes when you're getting into a new genre, you like read really widely in that genre. Mm-hmm. And then you like make friends in the genre and like read all their books. And then you get blurb requests and you read all those books. And then sometimes you're like, I'm trying to write a romance right now. I can't be like reading a romance right now. I need to go read something else. So we read romanticy, we read thriller, we read a lot of YA, a lot of adult, like, and I'm now that we have a baby, we're gonna be
reading a lot of books.
You got a little baby books going on.
Yeah, you got peekaboo books going on. So really, we can't find a genre. I guess we don't read a lot of nonfiction.
No, we
That's
don't.
That's it.
We don't read a lot of nonfiction.
But you should try.
If we had more time, we probably would.
One day, maybe.
Yeah. But, you know, as our back goes, we like a lot of different kinds of things, and we're kind of restless in terms of what we want to write. And so our inspirations are constantly changing. We get bored and we say, we've never done this before. This would be cool to try. And with that comes an ever-expanding reading list.
Yes, I love this. And you should definitely, if you have time, listen to some pop culture nonfiction. I think you're
we should.
It's all of us. Oral histories. You're like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yes. Everything She Does Is Magic by Bridget Morrissey. It's perfect for like Halloween. Just coming up.
It's really great.
And it is about, it's set in like a kind of like Halloween Town, the movie. Like, it's just like a town that's obsessed with Halloween. And it's about this girl who is a witch, but like secretly, and how she has to get this mortal girl to help her join her coven. And it's just like, it's so much fun. It has the perfect like autumn vibes. And it's like, it's a sapphic. I definitely recommend. And then also this book just came out, is The Best Worst Thing by Lauren Oakey.
It's the other one we're reading, which we actually just had the pleasure of doing an event with Lauren last night. And it's really one of the best things we've read all year. It's fantastic. It's about a woman who's been dealing with infertility for a while. And through sort of a Hail Mary stroke of luck, finally her surrogate, the pregnancy takes, and it's exactly what she's always wanted. On the same day, she finds out her husband is cheating on her. And this explosion of her marriage as this other long-standing goal comes together forces her to reevaluate her life and seek out a new love. It's just everything about it is great.
Yeah, that's my sphere. I had another guest actually share about this, and she's like,
yeah,
God, this.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's really must. Yes. And I'm like, I am here for messy, like, reconstruction of your life, trying to put this all together, you know.
Yes.
I love this. So, Emily and Austin, tell us where you can find your line.
Mostly on Instagram. You can follow me. It's Wibbs Inc. And then through me, you can get to Austin. And we also have a website, which is emilyandaustinwrite.com. But we are most active on Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being in the show.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the What to Read Next. For more book lists, cozy reads, and library tips, visit the whattoreadnextblog.com. Your next great read might be waiting there. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.